This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Congress is trying to decide whether to change the way domestic spy agencies collect data on all of us. Earlier this week, the House voted to end government collection of our phone records. The bill now heads to the Senate. We wondered, what if you did a cost-benefit analysis of all that data? Is it really worth the trouble? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer checks it out.
First of all, we're talking about huge amounts of data here. Right now, the National Security Agency stores phone company billing information for calls made and received in the U.S. What numbers called what numbers when? What does that cost? Well, let's just say in this case, talk is not cheap.
And it comes out to be something like excess of $100 million a year.
That's John Mueller, a political scientist at Ohio State and the libertarian Cato Institute. He got that number by estimating what the phone companies spend to gather and store their billing records and adding in some extra for the cost of NSA analysis. That's really hard to measure, though, because it's classified.
You get a sort of a range. You know, it's not trillions of dollars by any means. And so you have a fairly substantial money being spent on it.
Okay, now the benefit part of our cost-benefit analysis. A presidential commission has looked into that.
There's no benefit.
That's Richard Clark. He worked as a counterterrorism advisor in the White House. He was on the commission, and he says all this phone record metadata wasn't instrumental in preventing any terrorist attacks. And Clark says the NSA was doing its own cost-benefit analysis of its bulk collection of U.S. phone records.
Some people in NSA told us that if Snowden hadn't leaked this thing, they probably would have terminated it anyway.
Snowden being the NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, of course. So the commission said, look, the phone companies already keep these records. Why should the NSA store them, too? Let's keep them at the phone company. The NSA can get them with a court order. Peter Swire was another member of the commission. He teaches privacy and cybersecurity at Georgia Tech.
We found that it was useful to have the ability to find out who has contacted whom. We believed that the better way to do it was not a huge government warehouse.
Swire says our phone records may not be instrumental in preventing terrorist attacks, but they can help. So they should be available to the NSA, just not at the NSA's fingertips. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.